After a day of rest, the Broncos are back out onto the field for day 12 of Broncos training camp. Hello again, everybody. This is the Broncos TV Live training camp show. I'm Matt Boyer, joined now by Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. And guys, as I said, a much-needed day of rest. The Broncos return to the field. And with that, Mace, the return of Aqib Talib to the field for the first time.
Yeah, and his work was limited. They're going to bring him up on what Gary Kubiak calls a progression schedule, so a little bit more every day. So today for Aqib Talib, only individual reps and a couple of one-on-one reps, but look good in that brief work. They're going to, you know, bring him up to speed. Gary Kubiak hopes that he's back in game condition by the Rams preseason game. I'd like to give him a few reps then in 2.5 weeks, but good sign seeing him out here.
Yeah, definitely. And Gary Kubiak also said he'll probably try to bring him along in the same fashion as Von Miller, kind of just working him back slowly. But I thought it was good to see him out here. He did individual work and did a little bit of one-on-ones, not to the team drills just yet. But afterwards, he talked and with the media for a little while, talked about what he learned from this entire situation.
Sitting on that sideline and being away from football, you see how important it is to you. So you definitely learn to love it, learn to love the game a little bit more. From what I did today, I felt pretty good. And, we got time, so I keep on working with the best training staff in the world, Greek and his crew, and stay at it.
So Talib will work with trainers and slowly get back, and they'll push him just as much as he can do out here. But Mace, what does it mean to have Talib back out on the field?
Well, it certainly means you've got the entire no-fly zone back together. You've got him working opposite Chris Harris Jr., but I think it means something for the entire defense in that it's a jolt of energy. I mean, you can't deny the emotion and intensity that Talib brings out there. And, you know, there have been some lackadaisical moments for the team, and I think Talib being out there might have helped prevent that. He does a good job of getting guys fired up. So certainly I think having him bouncing around and getting everyone jacked up, I think that helps.
Do you think that this unit needs to mesh again and get reps together, or do you think they could just insert Talib and it'll be just like how it was last year?
Well, I think that they can just insert him and it'll be just like it was last year. Now, that's not to say, as Mace just mentioned, the conditioning portion of it, you know, getting back a little bit of the chemistry, just getting back into a rhythm. I think, you know, you just can't walk off the street and play professional football. I think there's definitely an element of physicality that he needs to regain. But as far as the mental side of things and as far as working together with his teammates, I think that stuff is already pretty well ingrained in him, and I think that stuff is going to come pretty naturally.
Yeah, the no-fly zone. They know how to fly together, protect the secondary of the field. Well, afterwards, practice, the guys talked about what it meant to have Talib back out there with them.
Having, you know, my brother back out there, just, you know, that morale he brings, that leadership, that energy, you know, we need that, especially on days like this when guys are kind of a little bit sluggish off the off day. You know, last week we were really sluggish off the off day, so we wanted to make sure we came out here today with a lot more energy.
No stress, man. He makes it a lot more fun out there, man, just having him back there, man. He's the one who's gonna crack a joke or something and just make sure everyone's mind is right. So it's good just having him back.
I mean, definitely having him back out there. It's definitely fun and be able to have our whole defense back together. So it definitely make a smooth transition with that. But, I mean, everybody else, I think the younger corners, Kayvon, Roby, they're doing an excellent job of stepping up right now.
Yeah, like Chris Harris was saying, Kayvon Webster and Bradley Roby have both been playing very well.
Obviously, we've been talking about it. The biggest story of today, Aqib Talib returning. But the other biggest story of the day, Mace, the overanalyzing of the depth chart for the Broncos. And we see at the very top, QB1 and QB1, Trevor Siemian and Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, and really, for those who've been watching practice, having those two share the first team designation, not too much of a surprise. They've been splitting the first team reps throughout training camp. They did so again today. It's not something that's going to resolve itself in the near future, it would seem. And you also have co-number ones at right guard and tight end. Right guard, of course, Tyson Brailo. He hasn't had the chance to really seize that job because of the elbow injury that's kept him out the last week. And then tight end, I thought was very interesting seeing Jeff Heirman and Virgil Green both at number one. It says a lot about both of them. And also, I think it says how much they're going to use two tight end sets when they get into the season. They obviously have a fullback they'll use as well, but I think we'll see plenty of Jeff Hireman and Virgil Green together.
Yeah, Gary Kubiak said don't read too much really into this first depth chart. He said that all the quarterbacks will play against Chicago this week. But what I thought was interesting from Kubiak, he said he'll probably pick a starter for the Chicago game tomorrow. Afterwards, the guy said, hey, we're not looking too much into this depth chart.
I'm not worried about it. It's whenever a coach is ready to decide. I mean, it's his call all the way, and we just got to keep competing till, for the whole season, really. It doesn't really matter what happens here. We got to just continue to compete against each other, against ourselves, against the defense.
Yeah, I think we're competing, and I think we're getting better each day. I think that's the main thing is every guy is you can see noticeable differences in how he's seeing things or how he's looking at things, whether it's Mark Paxton or myself. So we're improving, and it's exciting.
There's plenty of football left to play, like you said, Mace, so a guy's not reading too much into it. But you did say that this was the most important practice of the entire training camp so far.
Well, certainly you wanted to see the energy and intensity from the team that it had lacked when it came back from its last off day last week, and that was there. Execution wasn't always there, and Gary Kubiak got into that after practice, saying the offense got off to a good start. There was one period of 7-on-7 where Mark Sanchez was 4-for-4, looked very sharp, but then later on in practice, the execution wasn't there. I think some of that, though, had to do with what the defense was doing. A lot of pressure and looks. They had some delayed blitzes, some stunts that were really causing the offense some trouble. But at least the energy and intensity were there. That was important to them.
Yeah, and Kubiak said that first hour was probably the best that the offense has practiced all of training camp.
It's funny you mentioned the offense because that's where we're going to start as far as our players of the day. We give them to you every single time we're on. And Mace, that's exactly where we find your player of the day along that offensive line.
Yeah, I'll start with Russell Okung. Now, it was a good day for the running game in particular. There were some nice plays for Devontae Booker, CJ Anderson, and Ronnie Hillman. But, you know, Okung's work wasn't just in run blocking, but also in pass protection. And one thing I noticed, I watched him in the one-on-ones closely. He's doing a lot better going up against Von Miller. You're seeing Russell Okung really get adjusted to his role in this scheme. You know, he's showing off those quick feet. He's able to prevent pass rushers from getting outside off the edge the way they would like to. Certainly, he looks like he's going to be a very good fit at left tackle.
I'm going to go on the other side of the ball with Bradley Roby. I know we talked about him last week. He came back and had another very nice day today. He had a pick six during some team period drills. And I just think that even Mark Sanchez complimented him. He said, hey, Bradley Roby's been playing well. And with Aqib Talib's absence, I think that Roby has really stepped up with these extra reps. He's getting the advantage of going against Demaryius Thomas a lot during camp. And I think that's made him better. And he's really just sort of fine-tuning his craft at this point in his career.